Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in to another fast-paced, frantic, fully hydrated episode of Vigilance Press Podcast. I am your ever-verbose host, Mike Lafferty, and with us today we have Dan Hauser.
Yo!
Daniel Gallant.
Yo!
And James T. Dossie.
Hi.
Dan, it's been a while since we've had you on the podcast. What you been up to?
Oh, you know, breaking rocks. Making license plates.
Because I heard a rumor that you were the robot head guy in the LMFA dance videos. Is that correct?
That is not true.
Okay. All right.
So, I've been busy on other projects. Not that.
Just to debunk that rumor, if you go look at the Party Rock Anthem video from LMFA, it is not Dan Hauser with the robot head. Those dance numbers.
I was, however, the teddy bear on Kanye West's College Dropout cover. But I was not the robot head guy.
And he is not the man in your little girl's life.
No.
And Noble Knight Games, they are badass mofos. You should go give them your money and just be happy with whatever they give you in return.
Yep, NobleKnightGames.com. Mm-hmm.
Go to Noble Knight, give them all your money. And whenever they see fit to give your sorry ass in return, say thank you.
Yeah, you need a wrinkled up old copy of Dark Tower. They got that, but they also have a new version too. That's the one you should buy. You need a white wooden box version of D&D? Well, no, you don't, because most of the people who play that, unfortunately, are really, really old now. But if you need one really bad, they have it. I don't know why you would need one. I honestly don't. You're trapped in the wilderness, need kindling, you're a Cub Scout in the woods. You're like, this wooden box would be perfect for holding my last will and testament before I'm devoured by wolves.
Maybe you got a pet frog and you want to bury it.
Exactly.
Maybe you love that frog.
There are better ways to spend $500, but I can't think of one single one. Okay? I got kids. Yeah. Noble Knight Games.
NobleKnightGames.com.
Deprive your children.
And then don't stop spending. Yeah. Whatever you do.
And of course, for posterity, the reason we're spending so much time yakking about Noble Knights is because James recorded two podcasts this week and completely forgot to mention it.
It's okay. Time. It's okay.
You're a bad boy, James.
We were saving it up.
Yep. So abandon your children, buy video games and role-playing games and everything. In fact, they have video games. They're old PC games. If you like classic PC games, they have them.
The thing I like best about Noble Knight Games is giving them my money feels almost as good as sex, sometimes better.
Yeah, and there's no way a cop can stop you and say, hey, were you just paying for gratification and then throw you in jail for it? Because you can go, yeah, of course I was. I was buying awesome Pathfinder supplements. And he'll say, get out of here, nerd. You there. Are you with a transvestite? And then he would run over to them, tase them, and take them to jail.
So maybe we should tell folks what the podcast is about tonight before they completely fall asleep.
Transvestites, I just said.
James, tonight on Jerry Springer.
At all.
I'm wearing a dress right now. Of course, we call it a kilt, and those of us Scottish ancestry.
That's manatee. Whatever, sea cow. You need to work out. You're too fat.
Vigilance Press recently released Museum Mayhem for Icons RPG. We did, with art by Adrian Smith, Dan Hauser, and James T. Dossie. Layout
and Jesse Justice. Don't forget Jesse Justice. Yes.
Street fighting man. And with a
Jesse
special
jump
summon,
shot justice.
Special summon rule for icons written by Mr. Daniel Gallant. And someone on the Icons RPG Yahoo group asked me if I would describe the rule for them. And the answer is yes, I will, for $3.99.
In full detail.
In full detail with illustrations.
Yeah. And hey, can you give me the free thing that's in that book? No, I can't. I can't give you free things. Sorry. It's $3. I know the economy's bad, but put down the sandwich that you're thinking about buying and buy this instead.
I would actually love,
thank you.
Well, I'd actually love to tell them about it, but it just came out this week. And someone else will probably post in a couple days. Anyway, so Mr. Gallant,
you're gonna get hours of entertainment.
You will.
Hours. And we're about to simulate that right here tonight. Yes.
What, entertainment?
Yeah.
I'll feign entertainment for you people.
Simutainment.
That's why you're here, Dan. You're the entertaining one. Mr. Gallant is going to run this module for us.
Yay!
Yay, me.
Yay, I don't have to GM.
I'm going to try to keep it a little bit different from the actual module because, you know, why would you buy the module if you heard on air, right?
Right.
So this is Dan's version of the module. Okay. But it's inspired by the module.
Is it? We're gonna have like French.
French chefs. instead of ancient Egyptian sorcerers, we'll have French chefs.
Are there mimes in this?
Are there lumberjacks? Because it's from Canada.
Well, that's okay.
Are there Mounties?
Are there Laplanders?
Is there a giant Mountie?
Will there be salmon and bears?
is he like a pinata who filled Canadian bacon?
Oh, that's a little south of the border, my friend. That's Magic Pond.
That is in
and Jimmy Changa
of NAFTA.
Jimmy Changa is his name. I needed to come up with funny villains. Yeah. I've been accused of being a little bit racist, so I won't go into too much detail.
A little bit right. Adolf. Come on.
Adolf.
Yeah, I said, okay, I'll revamp Magic Wand. But so then I came back with Whipcracker. He's a skinhead who uses two whips.
Okay.
Yeah. See?
How about we
come up with good ideas? I don't care what anyone says. You will not forget Whipcracker.
So let's see. Did we introduce everybody yet?
No. Whipcracker.
We introduced everybody, and I will now tell you about my character because I'm that guy.
Oh, no.
Oh. I play a character called Doomba, who the concept came from Mr. Hauser because he's funny. Doomba is a joke on the Roomba, room cleaning vacuum robot. Except Doomba was built by a supervillain to tear apart cities, and it was reprogrammed by the heroes. And his catchphrase is syntax error. He's a destroyer invented by a supervillain. I covered that. His epithet is Mechanical Maverick Juggernaut of Justice.
I've actually got his character sheet here. I can continue without him. Can anyone hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Nice.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, now
you dropped off right after Juggernaut of Justice.
Damn. All right. Sorry. All right. Challenges. He wants to be human, and his enemy, he kind of hates the Amish because, you know, what's up with like not liking technology stuff? It's just
Amish
like...
mafia. Hold there, English. Thou needs protection from us. Don't thou. Dost thou. It's easy to outrun the Amish Mafia, though. You can hear him coming a mile away. It's the Amish Mafia! Break yourself, fool! It's the Amish Mafia! Verily! Hold up! Seamus, we're going to need more than horses to catch these people in their cars. Speakest thou not to me? Dost I look like a clown, English? Dost I entertain you?
Okay, someone else talk about your character now before Dan can...
Good fellows!
Dan, what are you playing? Okay, I guess I'll go next. I am the least imaginative of the band, so I'm actually just playing a character I posted on the Atomic Think Tank ages ago. Her name is Marathon, and she's a speedster, so basically a sort of a riff on the idea of somebody who has spent way too much time in the company of psychologists. So basically she was she was taken advantage of in a way by a mad scientist who was posing as a psychiatrist in order to get his hands on research guinea pigs. So he was performing experiments on and using experimental drugs on innocent people, and she had a reaction to it, and she was transformed into a speedster. So she was basically given a super amphetamine that turned her into a speedster, and she now has the ability to move and react far faster than any human. And I guess I got to go down her stats here. Her powers are super speed, fast attack, defending, surface speed, and her specialties are athletics mastery. She's got a little bit of martial arts. And she has an epithet, 100% pure adrenaline. Her motivation is to protect the innocent. She doesn't want anything like what happened to her to happen to anyone else. And her catchphrase is, it's go time. Her weaknesses are she has attention deficit disorder, an enemy, Dr. David Slater, who is the mad scientist that created, you know, gave her her powers, and her personal challenges that she's unsure of herself. She's still new at this. And in case anybody thinks I'm trying to insult or otherwise cast aspersions on people with ADD, I was diagnosed with attention deficit disorder back in the 70s when it was still called minor brain dysfunction. So don't think this is me trying to act in the dark or insult anyone. This character was actually kind of a a little riff on the frustrations I had in life, and you know, turning it into something fun. All right, Dan, your turn.
Okay, I randomly produced my character using the Icons character folio written by Mr. Gaillon, our wonderful French Canadian master of dungeons.
Who the heck is that?
What?
Nothing.
I don't know how to say, you know, I don't know how to say you're welcome in French, so I'll just use American and say you're welcome.
Okay, that works. Oh, I see. It's American you speak.
Look, I only know two languages, English and bad English.
Just mutter something that rhymes with fromage. He'll pick it up.
Fromage. Did you understand that?
As a matter of fact, enough? Yes.
That's what I say when I see donuts.
I got the subtext, yes.
Enchanté, Mr. Glazed. You want to jump into my mouth.
So what did you roll up there, Dan?
Okay, I didn't actually physically roll dice. I just clicked a button. That's how easy it is to create a character with the character folio. It's an amazing, amazing icons tool. If you don't have it, you should get it.
That is amazing.
That's all I'll say because it's not a Vigilance product, which is kind of a dick move. It's an official Adamant project, but I will say that it is a great tool. I use it all the time. Oh, and I got one of the greatest emails ever in the history. This is just a side thing, because this is just awesome because of your character folio. Someone made up their character using Point by Daniel, and her name is Unstoppable Girl. This is a shout out for one of the fellas that's getting into Hero Pack 3. I haven't drawn up his character yet because I was away for a little bit. Recently had an issue with my family, so give me just a second here. Oh man, I got to get this guy's name because it's Michael Hopcroft. Dude, I love I love the email that he sent me just recently. It said, "What are we going to do about Unstoppable Girl?" If the FBI is looking at my email right now, they think I'm a supervillain. What are we going to do about Unstoppable Girl? I don't know, Michael. What are we going to do about Unstoppable Girl? Goddammit.
That sounds like one of those 4chan threads where they basically post a picture and say, "Okay, gentlemen, how do we stop this person?"
Exactly. And, oh, man, Anonymous. Oof, those guys.
Let's
shout out to you guys.
Anonymous.
We love you. Please don't kill us. Cool masks and way to give socket to Scientology. Oh, okay, my character's name is Flux. His real name is Benjamin Argus. He is, you know, I think I boosted his abilities a little bit in his identity. I kind of went around the rules, but he's a violinist who was a Russian informant for the mob.
If you went around the rules, Steve Kenson is coming down to your house and beating you up, I believe.
Yes.
It's in the back of the book.
Because we all know Steve Kenson is such a violent guy.
Indeed. The lucky thing is James will tell me because he'll call James first to ask him a little bit about the rules of beating someone up. And then James will confirm, and then my ass will be kicked. Because that's what happened at Gen Con.
Wait,
James,
Steve,
is that right? And he goes, yep. And then my ass got kicked by a bunch of people.
Wait, and Steve Kenson beat you up at Gen Con?
With the Fearsome Five, yeah. His ass kicked. Jaime Reyes got his ass kicked.
That happens most every issue, but damn, guys, you didn't report this? What the fuck? You couldn't? What?
It was too impromptu, and it was in the dealer's room. There wasn't, you know, I would have pulled up my phone.
Yeah,
I would have pulled up my phone.
It was in the moment.
Well, it was.
Jerry,
you know?
Manilow was
three horribly cursed.
Too noisy.
Dust.
I couldn't get the sound on it.
Yeah.
All you can see is the back of somebody's head as Steve Kenson is in his hand going up and down repeatedly, and, you know, maybe a few pieces of teeth flying out.
That was just a horrible beating. My character, are we going to go through the stats or just say a little bit about what the character is and what they do?
We love you, Steve. We love you.
Yes, we do.
You're a hell of a guy, Steve. Don't worry about the $10 you owe me. It's
okay.
give us a high level, Dan.
Yeah, the character is a violinist. He kind of defected from Russia in the 80s. So now because he speaks Russian, he's an informant on the Russian mob whenever he hears about them. He's also not a coward per se because he is a hero, but he is kind of a physical weakling. He has a strength of one and a prowess of three. Like, he could probably win a fist fight with a kid, you know? But that's why his powers are so important. He has mind control 5, paralysis 6, and telekinesis 6. His mind is more powerful than his body.
I got an idea, Dan.
Yes.
How about just as like our relationship, how you and I are together, how about you were the guy who beat me originally, and you reprogrammed me, and that's why I hang out, because I'm kind of...
Yeah, my character has an intellect 6.
Yeah, so I'm kind of the blaster and you're the master.
Sounds good. Oh, and I also have appreciate, which makes me the first chair violinist for the City Symphonic Orchestra. That's as
a barter town.
does that make my character Tina Turner?
Oh, hell yeah.
We don't need another hero. We're done. We got everybody we need right here.
That's why
look
we only
James
have
James making jokes. All right. Enough. All right.
Yee-hoo.
I want to give one extra determination point to James for making a joke finally.
You made us laugh. You won't die.
Okay. He does have a weakness to sound-based attacks.
Okay.
And he's also a former criminal informant. And if the Russian mafia knew where his alter ego was, Benjamin Argus, he would be in serious trouble. When in costume, he typically wears like a black cat suit under his clothes without gloves. And then he puts on like these bulky, dumb-looking gloves and bulky, dumb-looking boots, and he almost looks like Kick-Ass, except with a black suit on, and like Havoc's symbol, but it's over his head, like at eye level, and his at thigh level it covers his whole upper body, and he has a catchphrase: "Go flux yourself."
Oh, jeez.
So
good
just
catchphrase,
so I know.
No? It's American catchphrase. Make lots of money.
So, I call you Flux. I call James Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
And I am Doomba.
All right, Doomba.
Okay, all right. I think we're good to go. Mr. Gallant, if you would please.
All right, we're going to start right in the action. You've been brought by a helicopter if you don't have super movement powers, or you've been brought. You've come to the location of the Stark City Museum of Science and History, where there is a hostage situation. Normally you're thinking about, wow, there's a lot of ordinary-looking cops around here. Why are you calling us in, kind of thing? You also notice a few vehicles from USHER, the United States Headquarters for Emergency Response.
I was afraid you meant the Rep Star.
No. Sorry. It's kind of like S.H.I.E.L.D., if you don't know what it is. Anyway, they normally take care of superpowered incidents, but the gentleman in charge calls you over to a little sort of brief, a little command post. We got here an Alpha Class situation at the Stark City Museum. Our own response teams, the ones there that would usually take care of this, they're all over the place, all over the country. There seems to be a wide variety of activity tonight. This one is one local, and you guys are local, so you got to help us out here. Hem Netgear. Okay, let's try that again.
This is the Vigilance Press podcast.
Hem Netgear, a supervillain that you guys actually know. You've dealt with him before. And he's actually known as in a super...
Are you hearing like the giant train that goes by my house?
Yes, I am.
It's because I live in the city of crime.
That's the train of justice, ladies and gentlemen.
It's like we've had
I can
cats.
Hear the train
we've
coming.
Had,
it's rolling around the bend.
We've had cats. We've had dogs. Now we have trains. All we need is a cow to walk through somebody's podcast next.
Do you want to hear the really funny thing? They don't blow the horn until they're like in a cornfield where there's no chance of even like dogs, deer, anything hitting the stupid train. But they, as they come out of town, they go, oh yeah, by the way, wake up! Football! Then they leave.
So, you know, as you were saying. Hem Netgear. He's a supervillain you guys are all familiar with. You know, you've all beat him up at least once individually. In fact, in the superhero community, he's known a bit to being a bit of a punching bag. You know, low-powered, magical kind of guy, Egyptian motif. Well,
you tell police you ran into cabinet.
Affirmative. Accessing his Wikipedia entry. Hemnet Jir is actually a slang term used among superheroes for a cheesy jerk. Understood.
Hammy knee jerk is what his name is.
Hemnet Jir? He was a pushover. Weren't you guys having problems with this guy?
Well, it's a little bit different this time. He seems to have a... I've lost my accent.
Little accent, about this big. It's around here.
Let me pick up for you.
I think you want to embrace your inner Texan and take a deep breath and think about George W. Bush. And
you know the easiest way to talk Texan is just stick out your lower jaw and speak with your regular voice, and you just become Texan. It's just that simple.
Or take tack hammer and bash right between eyes. Four times, five times. You get confused, you talk good. Just like President Bush, premier of greatest nation in the world. US and A. That's still a little too Borat.
All right. So usually we take care of him ourselves, but he seems to have an extra number of henchmen this time, and there's something going on, something different going on this time. There seems to be a lot more magical activity. We don't know exactly what he's doing in there, but the boys in occult services, they think there's something interesting going on because of the Egyptian artifacts that are displayed in there. They're also getting a much higher than normal sort of background magical activity. Now, they've also got some hostages, which is why we're being a little bit more delicate than we would otherwise. A lot of VIPs, a lot of just, you know, a lot of scared people in there, I think. Now, this is where it gets real interesting. The occult service boys, they were very specific. They were saying trans-dimensional shadow energy. I'm not sure what it means, and they say it's not good news. Usually associated with black magic of some kind. What I need you boys to do is to go in there and get the hostages and stop whatever that whatever Hemnet Jir is doing as quickly as possible. Are you with me?
Huh?
Flux does not know what black magic is. Let me think about it. I'm going to make an intelligence roll.
Affirmative, sir. We will take the mission.
To try and figure out exactly what...
Shoot, son. You're a good boy.
I was staring off into the distance for a minute, eyes glazed, and I look back, what, huh?
We're going to beat up David Copperfield. You're on board with this.
Okay.
Is it go time?
It's just about go time.
Okay.
All right. I rolled an intelligence check to try and remember what was in the museum. Like, what had I seen as far as advertising for what they had there? Like, you know, right. How sometimes they have big banners and stuff all over the city.
Right.
So my roll was a 6 on the positive die and a 5 on the negative for a 1.
Okay.
And my intelligence is 6. So a total of 7.
7. Mm-hmm. All right. One of the things you could remember very specifically is the altar from the Temple of Apollo in Delphi. Is brought here, and it was commented on by some, you know, mystics, that it's a very important magical artifact.
Much like Chris Angel's lunchbox, it's an artifact of great power.
Well, okay. We must of course stop them, but I have
and with one more thing that you recalled was the. In the featured exhibit is the tombs of the ancient pharaohs, specifically a very large exhibit on Set.
Oh, boy, shamoy, that is not good. It would be like giving baby or idiot shovel or gun We need to get him out of there.
Agreed. Okay. What's the plan, sirs?
Well, the officer hands you a map of the museum.
And for those of us playing along, we can actually click and take a look at the map, because there's a map included in the book.
What page is that on?
Three.
There you go.
Page three.
Page three.
Yes. So, the purple room at the end with number three.
The prince room. Sorry.
has the exhibit of Set, and in the larger green room in the center, room six, where the 6A is where the altar is located.
Analyzing. Understood. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay.
Please continue.
Just let you know, the light is at early evening, so it's still very bright out. The grounds surrounding the museum have some bushes and shrubbery and trees, but it's fairly sparse. And you can occasionally see some thug dressed in cheesy Egyptian-themed clothing sort of pass, not necessarily pass by a window altogether, but sort of, you know, you can see them, and they're usually either holding a hostage, or they look that they're carrying some kind of staff.
Hmm.
Okay. So the hostages are in which room?
They're not sure. There seems to be some in in room. Sorry, I could grab my notes. Because I'm an idiot. All right. Some in a room that can be seen from the outside.
Well, if he doesn't know, Okay, tell you what.
I mean,
I'm going to spend a point of determination and power stunt invisibility and just run through the museum real quick and look and come back.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Okay, here's where everybody is. And I start pointing out the map. unless, of course, I die in the process. Somebody might catch me.
Actually,
I don't know.
Give me a coordination check.
Coordination check?
Yep, just to see if somebody can spot you.
Well.
And what's the effort for that?
Yeah.
Let's see. You are trying to beat a 3.
Okay, so I just need to roll a 0 or higher.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. And I think I just blew my best roll of the night, so that's a plus 5. I get an 8.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. You're in, you're out.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. Basically, the front door was...
I got bored, so I went and checked. I sit there and I draw on the map where everybody is.
Okay.
That is handy tool. I wish I was that fast.
All right.
Make playing Tchaikovsky a lot easier.
Rooms 10, 11. 10 and 11 seem to have all the, like, most of the hostages.
Uh-huh.
There seems to be one guard and one hostage. Several guards and one hostage in that room 1. And in room 10 and 11, there's one guard standing in each one. What they're wearing, though, is a much fancier dress and much more, you know, looks much more realistic. Also, you notice in room 8, there's a few thugs standing there, keeping an eye down the length of the building.
In room 8 is the Temple of Apollo exhibit. Okay.
So I turn to the guys and I say, "Here's where everybody is. What should we do?"
And one more thing.
Okay.
Room 3.
Uh-huh.
Room 3, the big room.
Yeah.
You actually see Henmet Jir standing there. He seems to be chanting something odd. And seems to be like a magic circle around him.
And oh, not good.
The magic circle is more than halfway, and it's seems to be very slowly creeping to a close. There's also two more of those very well-dressed guards in the room.
So what do you think, guys? Should we break through the window into the exhibit and ignore the guards, or do we want to rescue the hostages first?
I think hostages should be number one priority.
Me too. Roomba? I mean, Doomba?
That's not nice.
Well,
he doesn't know how to vacuum well.
I have tried to learn. I lit out our apartment in an efficient grid. I have tried.
Yes, but you cannot stack couch on chair. It does not work.
Yeah, but he still looks really funny when you put a turtle on his head and send him around the room.
Yes.
That was less than fully amusing from my point of view, Marathon.
Oh. Gamera the turtle liked it, though.
Why are we saving hostages when we could just stop the ritual that threatens It seems like we are maybe prioritizing sentimentality over logic.
Because if we don't save the people, then what's the point of this?
Because we can save the city.
I understand. Greater good. Every life is precious. You need to learn this. This is part of being a person. Remember our lessons? Farting, burping, also caring about other people. Important things to learn.
Is this like that song in the Monty Python movie you played for us the other night?
Indeed. Exactly.
The parrot sketch?
No, meaning of life.
Oh.
Every
life gets you down, is... Mrs. Brown. That good number that they do.
I thought that we were speaking about the one where every potential...
I watch a lot of Monty Python. It is a guilty pleasure.
Okay.
Those guys in their dresses.
Trying to picture Monty Python in Russian now. Dubbed.
It makes even less sense. So much funny.
It is much funnier in the original binary. I will go along with the will of the party, as I am still learning the ways and subtleties and nuances of interacting in this human world.
Option two is we could try to split up, if that's an option.
We do more damage that way.
Do not split the party. That's a bad idea.
Okay. All right.
No, because, what happens if we leave you, a teenage girl, alone with, all the Egyptian mystics, something horrible happens. We feel bad for a long time. The Russian, he drinks even more. It is bad. What happens if we leave the Russian alone? Oh. I would never recover something were happened to him. I would be devastated. So, no, we stay together.
We keep ourselves alive. Good plan.
Let's roll.
Okay, so
we
just want
to... front door?
All right, well, let me ask you. I've got teleportation and invisibility. I can touch the Russian and make him invisible. Sorry, I can touch Flux and make him invisible. Can I also bring him with me if I teleport inside?
Touch the Russian.
That was the name of my first album.
It was cover band for Peter Gabriel. They do a great shock the monkey.
What if we just teleport into the room where most of the hostages are and, start taking these bad guys out? I don't know. What do you guys think?
I guess I'm asking Mr. Gallant if I can use teleport to bring in more than
yes.
one person.
Bring in more?
Yeah.
You know what? I'll let you do it for a fate point, or for termination.
Okay, that's cool, because I presumably Marathon can enter and leave the museum at will. I will spend my last termination point. I will grab the Russian Flux in a firm bear hug, and we will teleport into the what room do we want to go into? Flux, this is very comfortable, don't you think?
You don't have feelings, do you? I didn't wish to hurt them.
Which room do we want to teleport into first?
I say we highest concentration of hostages.
Which would
Marathon.
Be room 11.
Room 11, which is the accessing. That's the Charioteers of Rome display. Okay, yes. I grabbed the Russian.
Good to see that one.
Invisibility mode, engaged. Teleportation mode is go. 3, two, one, bam!
So she hears the word go, she goes, it's go time! Okay. And, let's see, they're teleporting into room 11. I guess I will, run into the adjacent room, room 7. You said there were two thugs in there?
Mm-hmm.
And keep anyone from, and I'll basically try and keep backup from, coming
in room
and hurting
7?
Anyone.
No, it's room 8.
Oh, I'm sorry, 8.
That's okay.
Actually, room 8 doesn't even have a connecting doorway according to the map.
Okay, then I'll run into room 11 then, and we'll all protect the hostages together.
You would go from room 2, 9, 8.
Oh, okay, so I'll pass through. So I'll take these guys out on my way in.
Yep. Yep. All right, so you'd be number 2. Okay, so let's deal with room number 2 first. Because it's short and sweet, nice and easy. What I want you to do. So, what are you going to do to try to take him out?
How many bad guys are in room 2?
There's 2.
Okay. I am going to use my fast attack power and punch them both in the face.
All right. What's your fast attack power rate at? 8?
8.
Yeah, so you can get them twice each.
Twice each? Oh, okay. So I can split it between them?
Yep.
Okay. So, I roll. Do I roll super speed or do I roll prowess?
You roll prowess.
Okay. So first guy, I roll and get a 3.
You hit him.
Okay. Whack.
And so you do your strength and damage.
Okay. So that's gonna be. Man, I'm rolling well tonight. 8.
Well, you did it. You cursed it.
8.
Okay. Wab! I think you broke his jaw with the first hit. Next
All
guy?
Right. Next guy. So I guess he's down?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure how this works, so bear with me. All right, the next one, I hit a 3.
Yep, you hit again. And by the way, the strength damage is just strength.
Oh, my bad. Then it was 4 the first time, and then 4 the second time.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to leave the first guy unconscious. This guy, he's not quite, he's like, you hit him, he's staggered.
Okay, do I roll again for the second hit?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Roll number 3.
Alright, so this one is -1.
-1, okay, nope, you miss him.
So I got...
And last... Oh, sorry. Yep.
So how many more do I get?
You get 1 more.
Okay, 5.
5? You take him out. Okay. He's like, oh, ha, you missed me, whack, thud.
it's like, okay, guys, I'm on the way. I guess that's a page, or is that's...
Yeah, that would
panel.
Be... That's your panel.
Uh-huh.
Next person.
What's your coordination there, Flux?
Right, the next
8.
Two guys... Right. You end up in room 11. So, you see sort of a... Sorry, I just got to flip over to the stats. Sorry. Where is the damn thing? Oh, here it is. Exactly where I left it. Okay.
I'd like to emphasize that we both entered the room via teleportation and we're both invisible.
Right. So they're not sensing you.
Okay. Right. How many bad guys are in this room?
There's 1 bad guy.
Oh, this will be simple. Does invisibility, I don't recall, does invisibility work like, other games where once you do something, you're no longer invisible?
Yes.
Okay. Then.
So if you stop touching me, you're no longer invisible.
Oh, got you.
Stop
okay.
touching the Russian.
I'm still holding on to him. Well, I don't know. That'll make him visible too when I do what I'm about to do. All right. Yeah. Well, I throw my hand out as I let go of the robot.
Okay.
And fire off a when I open my hands, it plays music.
Okay.
And the music flow. It basically sounds like a symphonic orchestra, but it has those 3 different things. I can control people's minds. I can move objects with the sound with like a really loud noise, or I can paralyze them. So I'm paralyzing this guy.
Okay.
So he can't move before he can act.
All right.
What's the effort for this?
You need to hit your coordination 3.
Okay. So I. Yeah. Oh, all right. All right. So. Is there a difficulty attached? Just three?
Yeah, basically, you're just trying to get a three or better.
Okay. Okay. That's easy. I got a 2 plus an 8 is a 10. Is minus 10? Whatever the difficulty is.
Yeah, no, there's no extra difficulty.
Awesome.
So what was the level of the power you did with that?
6.
6?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
What does the bad guy look like, by the way?
Okay. The bad guy is actually kind of interesting. He is wearing a mask of Set. Mm-hmm. And he has he's covered in amulets, rings, bracer. Like, unlike the thugs,
mm-hmm.
who are just sort of, you know, wearing just like cheap knockoffs.
Right.
This all looks like the real thing.
So the thugs look like a half-assed King Tut from Batman.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And whereas these guys look like they might actually know magic or something.
Exactly.
Okay, that sucks.
In fact, when your bolts of energy go to them, you could see them sort of spread around them a bit.
Oh.
They're shoved back.
Hmm.
All right.
I kind of squint one eye at him, but he can't see that because my mask. Well, no, he can see my eyes. It's kind of like Vigilante's mask.
Yeah.
So, he sees one of my eyes squint, annoyed. Oh, I'm not a music lover. Right, but it's your turn.
Extermination mode.
I will be right back.
Okay.
So continue. I shall return.
Okay.
Exterminate! I blast him.
All right. So you're trying to hit a 4?
No, it's incapacitate.
Sometimes that subtlety is lost on me. Forgive me. negative die is rolled. It's a 2. Positive die is rolled. It's a 2. So, all right. Pretty much nothing there. It's a ranged attack, so that's adding my coordination, which is a 2. So I'm guessing I missed.
You missed. All right.
That was a warning shot. You must surrender now or face annihilation.
You dare? You dare? Touch a mystic of Set.
There's a lot of touching going on today.
Arise and destroy him. And you see that like some of the whole bunch of the chariots around the room that were like exhibits sort of seem to start to move, and they seem to come to life. Five of them, as a matter of fact.
Five of them. Do we have a comm link where I can talk to Marathon?
I'm going to say yes.
Marathon, your assistance may be required momentarily.
I'll be there. I think I just have 2 more bad guys to get out of the way.
It's nice to know where we lie on your priority list, ma'am.
It's like, what? You're a super-powered robot. You can't take care of a bunch of silly guys in funny costumes?
That's right. You haven't really dealt with the real ones yet.
No, I haven't. These guys are easy. They're pushovers. What are you talking about?
Are we going to wait? Or
I actually feel kind of bad.
I think we should go back and let...
We can play my next panel.
Yeah, and then we can play mine, and hopefully the end of the day will be back, you know, by then.
Okay. All right. Next panel.
Meanwhile, back at the Circle K Ranch.
So I guess I'm running into the next room from 2 to 9. Was there anybody in 9 that I needed to deal with? Nope. So I run
room 8.
Run into room 8 and...
There's 3 of them.
Yep. I got 4 punches, 1 for each of you.
The same cheap Halloween thugs.
Yep. All right. Bap, 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 bap. I'm going to go up to the first guy and start punching. So that was plus 1, which gives me a prowess of... go back to my... That would be 4 to hit.
Yeah, you got him.
Strength of 4.
Okay.
How much... is he down yet, or is that...
not down yet.
Okay. So a second punch, and that one is... I hit him for... I hit a 1.
Oh, you hit a 1?
Yeah, on the second one.
Yeah. Yeah, you missed him.
Okay.
So number three.
Number three. Missed him again. So number four.
Whiff.
All right, hit a three.
All right, you got him.
Like, you're supposed to dodge. You're supposed to dodge into my punch. How did you do that?
So the other two guys, they've got kind of goofy-looking stabs that have that seem to be glowing on the end.
Mm-hmm.
And they point them to you, and they let loose. Okay, so now you have to roll coordination, and you have to beat their coordination, which is two. So you need to roll two or higher.
Okay.
Total.
Done. I got a seven.
Okay, and next one?
Oh, I got to roll for both. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, is there any chance you'll miss?
Well, if I roll a minus six, yes. Or minus five, yes.
Okay.
So that doesn't matter, though. I successfully dodged them both. I got a six on the second one.
Okay, Spider-Man, they missed you both times.
It's like, you guys are moving in slow motion. Why don't you just put the sticks down and go walk outside and turn yourselves in? Because it would save me a lot of time. For me, a lot of time is about 0.5 seconds.
All right.
Danhauser is back.
Yes. Danhauser's back. Back in the house.
Yep. You don't call it a comeback.
Yep. You getting your cocaine and all that jazz? Good man.
Yes. This good. I take illicit drug to play game. Bring out character more.
I don't have a cold. I'm just, you know, snorting coke.
I don't like cocaine, but I like the smell.
That's why I always have the baggie of it on me.
I don't like small cars or real big women, but somehow I always seem to wind up in them. I'm sorry. Please continue.
Indeed. This should be written on my gravestone.
For those of you who remember WKRP, I thought it was foot powder.
Dumb women. I love America. What a country.
Yes.
Okay, Dan, it's your turn.
Yes.
Very good. So he blocked my shot. Did he shoot me?
What? He blocked your shot? Oh,
yeah, I tried to paralyze. He had
food. That's right. It was the baddie's turn.
Right.
I'm sorry. I got thrown off.
It's okay. I remember.
Right.
He's a dick. Force field. I'm the king of the castle. Bring it on, buddy. I am Flux. Right.
You're Flux? Yeah, excellent. All right. By the bracers of Anubis. He throws his hands towards you.
Mm-hmm.
And what were your powers again?
Paralysis, telekinesis, and mind control.
Hmm. Okay. Thank you. That's all I need to know.
And my coordination is 8.
Okay.
And just to be in character, as Doomba, I feel very indebted to Flux for reprogramming me and saving me from life of malfeasance. So if at all possible, I'll try to maneuver myself in the way of any attacks.
Actually,
Mike has this urge to use the interpose feat in every game.
I like playing a tank. I like playing the meat shield.
Willpower. What's your willpower? You have to beat a 4.
5.
Yep, that's what you just rolled?
No, willpower is 5. I'm rolling negative die is a 5, positive die is a 6. Willpower is a 5, total is 6.
Okay. So you felt a bit weird about your mind, like the part of your, it's like you felt that ability slipping away, but came back. Okay. Now, the 5 animated Roman chariots and charioteers charge towards you. Two will go towards Boomba.
Doomba.
Sorry.
Boombox. You should be outside with Usher.
Doomba. Doomba.
Okay, Doomba. Let's see now. All right. Okay.
Was it Dan's turn? He said it was the antagonist's turn, right?
Well, let's see. The bad guy summoned up the charioteers.
And that was his turn?
And then...
It was Dan's turn, right?
Yeah. So it's gotta be Mike's turn by now, right?
Didn't Dan do something?
Not this time.
Yeah. Well, I
shot last time, and he tried to get me, and it didn't work.
The guy with the mystic arm things did his thing, but mm-hmm. he tried to steal yep. something, and now the animated chariots are attacking. So I'm gonna send a two on a Doomba. Sorry, Boomba. All right, so
it's Doomba. With a D.
Doomba.
You know, my original name was Human Extermination Avenger number 47. You can call me that if you'd like. Or you can go with Doomba. Which do you prefer?
Doomba worked. Okay. Prowess 5.
Okay, that's coordination is 2.
Yeah, actually, you fight against your... You fight with your prowess.
Oh, all right, that's cool.
Man.
All right, so my prowess is 7.
Yeah,
negative.
It's trying to run you over.
Okay, so, all right, I'm going to try to grab it and stop its charge and swing it into the other one.
All right. Well, hold on there. Oh, okay. All right. You know what? Okay, tell you what, let's hold off on that for a second. Flux?
Yes.
Yes. You're getting 3 of those chariots.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
This is no good.
This is not good, no. Niet.
I wish to spend the termination point.
Yes.
To make my telekinesis force field 6. For I am about to be hit. And I don't want to die.
That would be bad. Okay, so... all right, well, actually, you know what? It's force field 6. The most damage they can do is 6. So here's what happens. The chariots sort of like one at a time sort of... They sort of bounce and curve around you.
Ha, nice. I go flux yourself! As I bring my hands together but not touching, so that the two sound emitter things that I have, like the little sound waves that emit, create like a big dome around me. Boing!
And pause. And let's go back to Boomba.
Doomba. I got the determination for saying go flux yourself.
Yes, you
did. Boomba.
Did I get determination earlier for being distracted during the...
Yes, you should have got determination for catchphrase.
Okay.
No, you don't get determination for using your catchphrase.
What? No,
you can use your determination. You can use your catchphrase.
Oh, yes. I say go fluck yourself, then spend the point. That's right.
Yes. Yeah. So you go fluck yourself, and you flute through up the field, and
mm-hmm.
that's what did it.
Okay. But how you tag your flaws to get the, right? To get right. determination?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Like if something... Or if I decide to just, you know, randomly hose you,
uh-huh.
then I give you termination.
Okay. This can happen.
Okay. My train of thought completely derailed. Yes, Doomba, you were about to do something with the chariot. Actually, we'll do that next turn. We'll do that next turn. That's an excellent thing. You know what?
Take a deep breath.
Just do it. Just so everyone playing along at home realizes, our good co-host and the GM has recently recovered, mostly we hope, from a debilitating illness called bronchitis. I remember we tried to run something the other day, and he was so high on cough medicine he couldn't think straight.
I'm thinking
that
straighter.
Was excuse.
That's what
he
I
can't
tell
breathe.
You
put plastic bag over his head. Isn't that method? I don't speak good English.
All right. Actually, okay. So we're gonna. I'll tell you what. On your next turn, you'll be able to do your thing.
So what am I doing this turn?
Yes. What are you doing this turn? We're just gonna do we're just gonna do the attacks, and.
Okay, gotcha.
And then
gotcha.
We sort of, And then we'll then yeah. Whether they hit or not.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. So you'd like me to roll my prowess against their prowess to see if they hit me?
Actually, it's going to be prowess against prowess.
All right, my prowess to 7. Roll my negative die. Negative die landed sideways in the carpet. Let's try again. Negative die is a 2. Positive die is a 3. So combined score of 8.
Okay, right. You dodged the 1. Just do it again. You need a 5.
All right. Negative die is a 2. Positive die is a 2. My natural score is a 7, so yeah.
Okay. So now they're kind of beside you, so you'll be able to do what you want to do.
We see again how technology always defeats magic.
All right. The person in the Temple of Apollo exhibit.
That is Marathon.
Marathon.
The person.
Thank you.
The person formerly known as Marathon.
The personages known as Marathon.
So these guys just, you know, tried in slow motion to zap me, and I suppose let me see here. I'm just trying to think if there's anything I can do that has a little more imagination real quick. Now, when I'm attacking, should I be adding my martial arts when I'm doing fast attack? Yep. So, yes. Okay, so I should actually have a prowess of 4. Okay, so I'm gonna attack them both again, but this time, you know, essentially, if I hit them, I'm basically going to try and grab one of their guys, their staff, and like just using super speed, push it back into his face and knock him out with his own stick.
That sounds good. All right. Basically, if you can do prowess against them.
Okay. And
that's what happens.
And that add my martial arts to that, right? So that's a 4. So then roll my dice and I get a total of, let's see, a -2 is a 2.
Okay. Unfortunately, no.
Okay. So that's 1.
That's 1.
Next one is a 4.
Okay, you got him.
Hey, stop hitting yourself. Whack.
I'm basically giving you +1 to damage because you're whacking him with a stick.
Okay. Whack a stick. All right. Do I have the stick at the end of that once he goes down?
Yes. Yes, you do.
All right. I'm going to turn and use my other 2 attacks on the other guy, basically.
Baseball bat.
Yeah. I'm like, look at me. I'm the Star Wars kid. And 4 on that one. So I guess I get a strength 4 damage on him. I guess a 4 hits.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
And then a 6 on the fourth one.
He's out. He's okay. Psh, psh.
I toss the stick aside and do I get a move action as well? Can I run into the museum room?
Yes, you can.
All right. I run in and I see these chariots and I'm like, hey, wait a minute. When did these guys show up?
Excuse me. What was that? Oh, dog. All right. When did
these guys show up? Hey, Boombox, you didn't tell me that it was all Ben-Hur in here.
It is Doomba, and I acquainted you with the situation. You had other priorities.
All you said was you needed help, and I'm like, these guys aren't riding horses and driving chariots or nothing. They should be easy.
You went chariots. Through here. You saw them. You didn't warn us.
There weren't any chariots here a few seconds ago.
One of us failed, and it's not me.
Rome. There were and you'll note these chariots don't have drivers, except for those mannequins.
That is crazy.
Yes, and the horses are fake too.
Oh, all right. Really?
Cluck 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 turns into plastic noises. I can't make plastic clip, noises. Clip 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 clip.
It's me banging my mouse against the desk.
It's all Doug Henning and Chris Angel in here. I just included Doug Henning because he's the most famous Canadian magician I could think of. He's probably the only Canadian magician you guys ever had, right? Just the one.
Wow. Yeah, after that one, I wouldn't allow any more. I would permanently put a ban on the dark arts. No, that mustache has got to go, sir. Cannot wear tights either. Rainbows? You're out of the country. Go to America where they love that stuff. Vegas eats that crap up. It's a world of adventure. I bet it is there.
Okay.
Magic wand, get yourself down to America.
Okay,
name
kids.
Is Doug, and I have buck teeth. He did. He looked like Freddie Mercury.
All right.
His levitation.
So, okay, we're just gonna let's go ahead and do this here. Who is going to attack? So you guys are all in the room.
Mm-hmm.
The occultist there, the priest, looking pretty peeved, and mm-hmm. the horses are effectively kind of charging around at you. You've got two of them right at either side of you, Boomba.
Mm-hmm.
Doomba.
Doomba, or you can call me Human Extermination Unit 47, whichever you prefer. Pick one and stick with it.
We got to come up with a better like long form name. I like Boombox, but that's just me.
Human Extermination Unit 47 was my given name.
Flex can I call you named Hugh me for Doomba. Sure?
It's because he does not clean house good. He is like opposite of Roomba. Break things. Clumsy oaf. But good, in a good way.
Okay.
Lovable clumsy oaf.
Hey, not everyone knows how to do things right away. Be strong like bull. And get in front of me when I get shot. He's a good man.
Yes. All right. So it's... it's your turn to act here.
Yeah, because you are the fastest thing on the planet.
Oh, my turn?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
faster.
Okay. I wasn't sure if I got to go again since
it's,
I just went after
these. It's a new panel. Okay. You're in the same room as them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Okay, so the situation changed. All right, we weren't just cycling through. Ah, gotcha. All right, well, I'm going to... So two of these guys were attacking Doomba, and three of them were picking on... Flux. I guess I'm going to run up next to one of them and look over and say, wait a minute, you're just made out of plastic. And I'm going to try and pull his head off.
Marathon, point of order, I am 47% plastic in my internal components. Is that a problem?
No.
Do we want to have a discussion?
Yeah.
Sorry, okay. Please continue.
He's always offended with those people going around on Halloween wearing plastic face. It's wrong, man. It's wrong. For 300 years, his people have suffered at the hands of the motor corporations making cars with no pay and lots of overtime. Right.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Marathon. Please continue. Marathon.
Okay, Marathon.
I am going to run up and just try and pull the head of the mannequin off the one that's driving the chariot.
Okay. So go ahead.
I'm assuming this is the same routine as before. And no, that didn't
What'd
work.
You get?
I got a
What'd
minus four on the die.
Oh.
Oh, no, wait, sorry. Minus five. That's as low as I can get. And so that was basically a minus one total.
Yep.
So I'm going to try again.
Yeah.
I guess I'm dodging between the blades on the chariot wheel while I try and get close.
Yes, you are.
And that one missed, so I get like two more attacks. Finally, I got a plus, so I hit a 3 plus 4 is 7.
Okay, you got it. Rip its head off, and it sort of it stops in mid gallop, and just like crumbles all apart.
Hey guys, go for the heads. It's just like in zombie movies.
Okay. Flux.
I will try to do this in a fell swoop. I'm pretty tough this way. Yes, I will grab entire chariot and charioteer with telekinesis and crush it since it is just plastic.
Excellent. So you wanted to do a coordination.
Okay.
Versus your coordination.
Analyzing. Isn't the chariot a priceless Roman artifact?
It is plastic. They did not have plastics in Rome. It is just for display purposes only.
Exactly.
It is not to scale or painted. I got 3 plus my 8 is 11.
11. I think you hit.
Yes.
It's like crunch.
My strength with paralysis is 6.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. Telekinesis, rather. Crunched.
Crunched.
I can only get one, but...
Yes, you ball it at about, you know, it's about a 1 meter diameter ball now.
Very good. And now I'm running to find cover behind the robot.
Excellent.
because I can no longer do trick until I can somehow change fortunes to my favor. I run. I go, hi, and I run over. I get the next one. Watch my back. Clean up room.
Doomba, please.
I yell to Doomba, enable clean mode.
It's so dangerous trying to drink around you, Dan. All right. So, is it Doomba's turn now?
It is Doomba's turn, yes.
Okay.
Doomba, aggression mode initiated. Plan Alpha. I will grab one chariot, swing into the other, destroying both efficiently.
Excellent. Go forth. Do so.
Negative die is a 4. Positive die is a 4. Prowess score is a 7.
You got him. You got him. You grab. What? Just out of curiosity, what's your strength?
Strength is 4.
Yeah, you can pick it up. No, you can pick it up, and wham! You destroy 2 of them.
Okay. Do I need to spend a determination point for that, or am I good?
No. No. No.
Okay. All right.
It's you don't have if you're being clever. It doesn't cost you anything. It's only when it's like, well, I want to do blah, blah, blah. Or, without having to do anything.
Doomba has achieved success in mortal in physical combat and feels validated.
So I think there's just one of these guys left.
Yes.
Okay.
Despite having shortcomings as a room cleaner, Doomba feels validated. I'm sorry, please continue.
Okay. So the priest, he's starting to look nervous. makes a fist, and he sort of strokes a ring on his finger on his hand, and suddenly there's 20 of them
all throughout the room
of the priest.
Are you crazy? What is this? You cheat. This is what I yelled.
And they all start moving around.
This is bull, Hershota Sherman. I come and kill you. No, I don't. I'm hero. But I crush all the plastic ones.
All right.
Like I said, he's kind of a physical coward. So
and the chariot, swings around. Actually, and one thing you notice when it swings around, it seems to go through one of the priests. And it charges through. Excuse me, charges down to Doomba, because Doomba is obviously the biggest threat. Because you destroyed 2.
That's right.
Yes, dosvidanya. Den is making me speak like Den.
Everyone does. It's fun. You cannot stop when you start doing it. So I'm having a hard time stopping myself. I love speaking like this. I sound more masculine. I'm mad Russian. And people, all right, so like, if you talk on the phone, like when you start dropping prepositions and you start talking like Russian, people believe that you will come to their house and saw fingers like in Eastern Promises.
I rolled a 4. My prowess is a 7 for a total of 11.
Yes, you hit.
All right.
Or you, or correction, he misses. You sort of like deftly step, cartwheel away, no problem. Okay.
Humorous, ironic interjection. Olay.
Yeah. Olay.
Hey, that like third joke for you. You're becoming more human all the times. Now I teach you to speak good English like me.
And to all of our Russian listeners,
we love you too.
Oh, side note, my wife is now watching Robotech, dude. How killer is that?
And here you are gaming with us. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, well, she knows I have a job.
My wife watches Torchwood. Does that count?
That does count.
Okay, then, yay, my wife's cool too.
Yes, indeed.
My dear, sweet wife. Okay, so anyway, the crowd of these priest guys are starting to book it.
Humorous interjection. This guy multiplies like the Wayans family.
Yeah, let's see. It's
all right. Marathon, you go first.
It's like, oh no, I hate the Wayans brothers. Well, that one is funny. I can't remember which one. Let's see if I can find out which one of these guys is fun.
Is it the black one?
Can I do can I like power stunt like an area effect or something with super speed? Can I basically try and punch all of them at once?
Basically, here's what you can do.
Okay.
You roll your super speed versus its illusion.
Mm-hmm.
And if you beat their number, that means you've managed to do your thing faster than they could produce illusions.
Okay. Does this mean I need to spend a determination for that, or do I just roll it?
That's just rolling it.
Okay. But this basically consumes my action for the turn, or do I also get to attack?
Then you can also get an attack.
Okay.
But just one attack.
Yep. I basically run up and just try to tap each one of them on the shoulder. So I need to roll. And so I roll minus 3. So I get a 5.
Oh, you just... Basically, the very last one. Good.
It's like... It's like, what? They're all... Oh, wait. There you are. Pop, 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 pop.
The expression on his face is like, oh! It's like, oh, crap.
It's like, don't you get it? Anyone who works for Hemnet Gear, he's going to get punched in the face just like this. Whack. I punch him a couple of times. See how many times it takes. That was a 3. Does that hit?
No, it does not.
Okay.
Does. He actually manages to duck out of your way. Well, you only get I was so
surprised. Oh, I only get one. I can't use fast attack.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
But like that's kind of the
gotcha.
Compromising.
Gotcha. All right. Okay. So I go to punch him and he ducks and I'm like I was still like amazed that I found the right one.
Like Mike said, this is a high trust game.
So. Yep. All right. So it is.
Can't
now...
trust me, but that's okay.
I don't really have much choice.
What do you do?
I'm like, it's this one over here. Over here, I found him.
Okay, Flux.
Which one is he pointing to?
The one that he's pointing to is the one that's real.
Right.
Third guy from the left.
Silly question.
Tim?
I'm sorry.
Is there anything that can be thrown at him that he is standing near?
Yeah,
keep in mind, I'm standing next to him.
You're actually within arm's reach. There's one of those velvet rope poles.
Uh-huh. Ah,
poles of velvet ropes.
I'm going to fling it at him like Bolo, and wrap him up with telekinesis.
Very nice. Okay, so give me a roll. Coordination of 3. Versus your coordination?
All right. I get... this is not good.
Yep.
So negative 4 plus my coordination, which is 8, so 4.
Yep. You got him.
Sweet.
Okay. You got him all wrapped up.
No.
And he politely face plants. Because he's all wrapped up.
Excellent. Kick him in the head, is what I yell to the speedster.
All right.
Doomba, there's still one chariot sort of flicking around, trying to coming towards you.
Do we have Doomba? Looks like we may have lost him. Hang on a second. Let me see if I can add him back in. No, looks like Mike is currently offline. So Yeah. So let's hope that he can come back really quick. But in the meantime, rather than punch this guy in the head, can I just disarm him by pulling his magic stuff off and stacking it up?
Yep.
All right, and super speed, since he's all wrapped up, I'll leave him there in his underpants.
That's
and stack perfect. All of his stuff. All right. Yeah. It's like,
and he was pretty much...
No more of your tricks there, buddy. Besides, this stuff belongs in a museum.
Okay.
Sorry. Everybody stand and put your hands on your hips and laugh.
Yeah. Figures only one with Russians and it sucks.
Okay. All right, so you hear coming from the far room, the large room where the main villain actually is. Main villain. My train of thought's completely derailed. I'm sorry. Hemnetjir, when your favorite punching bag, Hemnetjir, is you can hear something in the far room.
Mm-hmm.
And there seems to be excitement. Seems to be a lot of excitement happening there.
Uh oh. That's never good.
All right. What, is Mike back with us?
I'm trying one more time here. I am thinking he may have lost internet connection here. So.
Well, we'll have to tell Mike all about it. Well, it's actually good because this is the point where we say, oh, no.
Oh no!
You've got to be kidding me. We run it. I guess I bolt into the next room and screech to a halt.
And you see a gigantic 90-foot tall
set of legs. Yeah. It's like
Hemnetjir. I have achieved godhood.
I look over at Flux and I'm like, it's like, I don't remember him just being a pair of legs sticking through the ceiling before. This isn't really good, is it?
This is the opposite of good.
Okay.
We have word in Russia. In fact, phrase, the borscht has hit the fan.
All right. So I guess we can slap a big to be continued on that.
Yes, to be continued. Now, to our listeners, I just want to point out that at this point in the adventure, you as the DM could take this a whole lot of directions, because they've got a few suggestions as to what to do at this point in the adventure. You know, good, bad, indifferent. So. This is an excellent module. And I also want to point out to everyone that I changed things around a bit and I put my own little touches here and there just to, you know, so that when you do buy it, for all the good stuff, you won't feel like you've already done it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And your players.
And the other thing I'd like to point out is that, you know, when we say to be continued, we're simply saying that in a comic book format. We're not actually going to complete this playthrough. It's really up to you guys to play it through with your own characters. And,
yeah, again, these were the action scenes were conceived by Mike Lafferty,
mm-hmm.
And written by him and Daniel. Sure.
I would say this sort of adventure is... It's almost like an adventure seed, but really fleshed out.
Mm-hmm.
This gives you that initial part. I mean, you could end it as a one evening adventure. You know, you defeat the bad guy, stop his ritual, save the day. That's the end. Or you let him continue you let him win. And now what do you do? Well, let's wait till next week, guys. You know, your players are interested because now, holy cow. You know, the punching bag that we've been punching all this time is super powerful. Like, there's just so many ways that you could use these action scene adventures.
You could even use it as an introductory to a bigger game. Like, if you have, you have a game idea that you want to run, but you just need something short to kind of jumpstart the session to try and make it a little more exciting, more interesting for the players at the beginning. You can... you know, kick it off with an action scene, and they basically have a little mini adventure that takes them about an hour or so, maybe a little longer depending on how you pad it, to accomplish. So, you know, it's a really utilitarian thing. We do plan to do more action scenes. I've got a couple I'm working on, as well as a couple ideas that Mike is working on, and Dan's got some coming here. So we're basically looking for feedback. If you're interested in seeing more of these action scenes, give us an email. You can email me at james@jamesdossie.com, or basically give us feedback on the podcast. And we're definitely listening. Right now, this particular one, Museum Mayhem, is available right now from RPG Now. It's $3.99, and it includes stats for, what, 6 different minion types? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And
summon rule.
Yeah, the new summon rule, how to build it, so you could even give it to your player characters, I guess, if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
For a player character, if you have something like a Nick Fury, he can summon a bunch of shield agents, there's a few options to go with it, custom minions and so on and so forth. It can easily be used for heroes.
Mm-hmm. So we've got the summon rule detailed in there. We've also got 2 versions of Hemnet Jir. We've got his normal punching bag, sorcerer, not quite so supreme, but he's still a fun foil for your heroes. The other version, of course, we also have detailed the demigod version, and we have standees for a bunch of the characters. So you can print them out on cardstock if you want and use them at the table. I don't always use mapped combat, but it's a lot of fun to have visual props to, especially when you're doing something with a big map like this where you have a bunch of different rooms. Sometimes it really helps to have some props that you can use to explain where people are in relation to each other. So, cool stuff.
Indeed.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
How bad's the sound?
Really bad.
All right. Yeah, I spilled bourbon on my laptop, so this is the other computer. And I don't have a headset mic that's going to fit this one because this is all USB, no direct connections. So.
Gotcha.
Oh, wait. No, there it is. I might. Shit, this might work.
Is your laptop destroyed?
It won't start.
Hey, Mike. Mike.
No.
We're just wrapping it up. So, is there anything quick you wanted to add about the module that, as the writer, as the author, what your goals were for it?
So, you guys are pretty much done?
Yep.
What happened?
Bad guy won.
That bad guy turned into a giant.
Yep. So okay. Well, that's cool. Is there a part 2, or are we just calling it good there?
I think we're calling it done. So if you want to give any closing thoughts for the audience.
No, I don't drink and compute. That's my only.
That's a bummer, man.
Yeah, it is. All right.
Is your work computer?
No, of course not.
Thank goodness. Dude. You cannot go into work with a computer that smells like bourbon. Believe me.
All right. Well, shoot. I guess we just stay vigilant then.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Yep. All right, stay everybody. Vigilant. Thank you for tuning in, and stay vigilant.
Stay vigilant.